Hello everyone, thanks for coming. Today I will be presenting my project entitled Race and Predictor of Breastfeeding Initiation and Continuation using a PRAMS data. As you may know, breastfeeding is globally and nationally recognized as an ideal method of infant feeding. Breastfeeding has benefits to both mother and child and even society. It improves infant immune system, and previous research shows that breastfeeding also is associated with lower risk of breast cancer and CVD and other mom's potential problem. According to Healthy People 2020, the target prevalence of breastfeeding initiation is about, not about, is actually exactly, is 81.9%, and target prevalence for breastfeeding continuation is 60.6%. In this project, we used Mississippi PRAMS data from 2009 to 2011. Our final sample size was 3,775. You know that PRAMS is an ongoing national surveillance system designed to identify mothers' experience before, after, and during pregnancy. In Mississippi, each month, about 215 mothers are randomly selected from birth certificate to participate in the in PRAMS project. Mothers who do not complete the survey are followed up with a phone interview. For this project, we used two questions for breastfeeding initiation and breastfeeding continuation. For breastfeeding initiation, we used this question in PRAMS survey. Did you ever breastfeed or pump breast milk to feed your new baby after delivery, even for a short period of time? And the second question was, how many weeks or months did you breastfeed or pump milk to feed your baby? We calculated breastfeeding continuation with time curve of 8 weeks for second question. Calculating breastfeeding continuation was a little bit challenging for us because PRAMS moms are eligible to complete the survey after 2 months. So it means that, you know, calculating breastfeeding at month three or even at month six is not possible because, you know, by that time, majority of women will have turned in their survey. So for this project, we use descriptive statistics, chi-square test, and logistic regression by using the SAS. As you can see in this graph, breastfeeding initiation prevalence is in Mississippi was 53.5, and breastfeeding continuation for at least 8 weeks was 15.5. So you can see that, I mean, both rates were very low in Mississippi, even like behind target prevalence of healthy 2020. In this slide, you can see that both breastfeeding initiation and continuation rates are higher in white race and are higher in moms with higher in older moms. You can see that by increasing the age, breastfeeding, both breastfeeding initiation and continuation increase too. Here you can see that again, both breastfeeding initiation and continuation prevalence were higher in married mom and moms with higher education. Again, with increasing education, both breastfeeding continuation and initiation increased too. Here again, you can see that both breastfeeding initiation and continuation prevalence were higher in non-smoker moms and moms with higher income, and by increasing income, breastfeeding initiation and continuation increased too. In this study, you can see that breastfeeding initiation and continuation, both the prevalence were higher in in moms with intended pregnancy. But in the second graph, you can see that both breastfeeding initiation and continuation didn't significantly differ by parity. I know that the p-value is not, I mean, it's, I can say that marginal p-value is not marginal, but, you know, it still is a small, but it's not significant. But what is interesting is that you can see that breastfeeding initiation is higher, I mean, in first-time mom, but breastfeeding continuation is higher in moms with more than two children or with more parities. here is okay, thank you. Here is like the typical regression for breastfeeding initiation. As you can see in this table, you can see that moms with higher education or college degree and wife moms and married moms and first time moms are more likely to initiate breastfeeding. And here for breastfeeding continuation, you can see that moms with college and college education and wife moms and moms with two or more children and non-smoking moms are very more likely to continue breastfeeding. And according to the finding, we can say that breastfeeding initiation and breastfeeding continuation prevalence were very low in Mississippi, like behind 2020 target prevalence. And breastfeeding initiation and continuation were significantly associated with mom's education. So we can say that if we increase mom's education and their awareness, maybe we can increase breastfeeding initiation and continuation. And you saw that first-time moms were more likely to initiate breastfeeding, but less likely to continue it. Maybe we as a health provider can help them weeks after childbirth to give them some information about breastfeeding, and maybe we can provide something like pump for them to encourage them to breastfeed. And last, we can say that smoking is a predictor, is a strong predictor of breastfeeding discontinuation. And if we encourage moms to quit smoking before the pregnancy or during pregnancy, we will have a better chance to encourage breastfeeding. Okay, thanks for your attention.